Well, it's good to work against different people and different schemes. So I think that just helps us prepare for some of the things we're going to see during the season that we don't do. And, you know, it gives you the opportunity to evaluate different matchups. We see our guys against our guys. Now we can see our guys against different types of players, different skill sets. The schedule's a little bit different now. And we were back, you know, in previous CBAs, training camp was more 3 weeks. And a lot of times teams would have their own inner squad scrimmage, maybe the week before the preseason game, the first preseason game. So that game was, you know, split squad, and, you know, a lot of times it was a big community event in the stadium and so forth. The way it is now, it's kind of too early to really do that. So I think the practice format, maybe for us anyway, works a little bit better than trying to get into a full game operation, which that's hard enough to do in 15 days as it is. So I think the practice setup just allows you to segment it a little bit and make sure you get the things that you're looking for. But I think probably getting familiar with it is going to be part of the equation for all of us. The way it's done is a little bit different probably than most of what most of us are used to, but I don't think that's a, you know, bad thing. Just take a little bit of an adjustment, and we'll see how dependable really they can be down on the field. I think the press box where they're hardwired should be fine. The wireless down on the field can go in and out. We've seen that in several of the games last weekend. So we'll have to see how consistent and dependable that is. It's usually hot wherever we play. We've opened in Buffalo, and I think that might have been one of the hottest days, opening days I've been around, or here for that matter, in Foxborough. So, you know, early September can be pretty hot anywhere. We're practicing in the heat in July and August, so hopefully we'll be somewhat ready for it. I think the biggest issue is just, you know, the games at 1 o'clock as opposed to being night games, and the second thing is just the amount of plays that players are playing in the preseason games that, you know, hardly any players play the whole game, and that'll change when we get to the regular season. So the getting in game shape by playing football, by pushing and hitting and, you know, competing against each other in game situations is a little bit different than doing it in practice situations. Even though the heat may be the same, but it's a little bit different. So I think those are, you know, the two big adjustments that every team has to go through at the beginning of the season, just adapt into the 1 o'clock Sunday games of having a 46-man roster as opposed to a, you know, however many guys in the 90 are there now.